Welcome to The World of Woodhouse, a series of podcasts from the P.G. Woodhouse Society, UK, to commemorate the work of P.G. Woodhouse on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of his death. I'm Alexander Armstrong, and I have the huge privilege of being president of the P.G. Woodhouse Society, UK, a literary society of enthusiasts that celebrates Woodhouse and his work. And it is my delightful duty to introduce the latest guest in this series of podcasts.
Hello, I'm Ben Elton, and I have the honour of being a patron of the P.G. Woodhouse Society UK, and I'm recording this short contribution as part of the Society's 2025 tribute that marks 50 years since the great man's death. And apologies for my croaky voice, I'm currently midway through a 67-date stand-up comedy tour, and it takes its toll. P.G. Woodhouse taught me to read. When I was a child, I loved comic books, The Beano, The Dandy, Andy Cap and the Perishers in the Daily Mirror. My parents wanted to encourage me to read books, and seeing that I was instinctively drawn to comedy, my dad bought me a book of P.G. Woodhouse short stories called Eggs, Beans and Crumpets. I was 11 years old, and it was one of the most pivotal moments of my life. I became an instant and devoted Woodhouse fan and remain so to this day. For me, Woodhouse is the greatest comic writer in English literature. He understands instinctively that life is absurd and people are ridiculous, and he celebrated that. He viewed humanity not with anger and despair, but with deep, tolerant affection. He recognized that every individual, including himself, was inherently silly and inadequate in one way or another, and that these very weaknesses were beautiful and an essential part of our humanity. And of course, Woodhouse makes me laugh. His writing is gloriously funny all the time. He had a talent which is almost miraculous. He could time a gag on the page. His consummate comic craft was exceeded only by his sublime comic artistry. So I have chosen to read the first couple of paragraphs of Eggs, Beans and Crumpets. Not because they're the funniest passage I could find, obviously. They are, by their nature, introductory. But because they are the first words of Woodhouse I ever read. The first of millions. By the time I got to the bottom of page one, I was hooked for life. At 11 years old, I'd found the key to a lifetime of joy and inspiration. So here goes with page one of Eggs, Beans and Crumpets. All's well with bingo. A bean and a crumpet were in the smoking room of the Drones Club, having a quick one before lunch, when an egg, who had been seated at the writing table in the corner, rose and approached them. "How many R's in intolerable?" he asked. "Two," said the crumpet. "Why?" "I'm writing a strong letter to the committee," explained the egg, drawing their attention to the intolerable. "Great Scott!" he cried, breaking off. "There he goes again!" A spasm contorted his face. Outside in the passage, a fresh young voice had burst into a gay song with a good deal of vo-de-o-de-o about it. The bean cocked an attentive ear as it died away in the direction of the dining room. "Who is this linnet?" he inquired. "Bingo Little, blast him. He's always singing nowadays. That's what I'm writing my strong letter to the committee about, the intolerable nuisance of this incessant heartiness of his. Because it isn't only his singing, he slaps backs. Only yesterday he came sneaking up behind me in the bar and sloshed me between the shoulder blades, saying, 'Aha!' as he did so. Might have choked me. How many S's in incessant?" "Three," said the crumpet. So that was the first few lines of Eggs, Beans and Crumpets. I'm going to turn off the recording now and read the rest of it for my own pleasure.